This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Review, an hour of conversation about the stories and the people as the work that's been done by the staff at Talkers Magazine puts the story list together, the count, if you will. We count down from number 10 to number 1. It is a tradition every week. At this time, we get some broadcasters together who have some talk chops, not the least of which is Joe Crummy, who has an extensive background as a radio talk personality all around the country, and also has a podcast called Evil Thoughts.
Evil.
And he is an evil guy with evil thoughts.
Appreciate
so
that,
if you want
you.
To follow evil to the pinnacle, Joe Crummy, C-R-U-M-M-E-Y, is the
Thank
evil
you,
one. Evil
Thank
Thoughts on iTunes
talk.
And wherever else, bicycles are sold. Okay, so also because the folks who are normally here think that Thanksgiving is a time for them to take a turkey trot, I have assembled a couple of really good talk radio professionals who are guides, if you will. One of them is Holland Cook, who is an esteemed colleague of mine and many other people in the talk radio business. He is a consultant, and on that score, often we give boos to consultants, but we will not do that. They deserve boos, and they are boobs. But Holland is not one of those, because he has, among other things, guided me through many bumpy roads over the course of his career.
You can say it with a boob, too.
And then there's Bob Kay, Bob Klopfenstein, who is associated with this program as well as Holland. Bob has been in the same corner as I have been for a long time, since 1968. You know, I was just trying to think, Holland, when the heck you and I first met, and I can't remember.
Nor can I, and it seems like there was never a time I didn't know you. How about that?
Yeah, right. That's the same as I was just thinking, too. For Bob and me, it goes back to 1968. And we were working at WBZ. I know. So with Holland, I don't know, not important, except for the two of you to muse with us for a moment. Joe, let's hold back. Victoria Keelan, by the way, who is a star of the DJV show, is here as well when we get to the issues. But, Victoria, I want you to sort of listen to some of the old-timers here for a moment as we we're all of us trying to earn our wings.
If you can stand it.
On the radio. But what changes, Holland and Bob, have you seen over the years in the approach to conversation radio? I'll start with, why don't you, Bob, you go back a little further than Holland, so why don't you start?
Gosh, thanks, Doug. I really appreciate that.
Hey, listen, it's the real story here.
Okay. Yeah, and you can call me Naughty Thoughts instead of Joe's
thoughts.
Evil Thoughts.
Yeah,
obviously.
I know,
Naughty
right,
Thoughts.
But you can't do anything about them because you're too old. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, talk radio had a lot, I believe it had a lot more diversity back earlier. Mm. And now it's become, thanks to the consolidation of radio ownership, it has forced people to more centralize and do much of the same things, and so it's become more of a kind of a copy thing. So you hear more of the same type of radio. You can go from city to city, and you'll hear very similar talk radio hosts.
The same, the syndicated hosts.
Even I think the local hosts try to be copycats many times of the national hosts.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hearing more than the variety and the diversity that we used to have, back when I was young.
Well,
whippersnappers
in your career, you've worked with some of the best, the most notable. Is Holland, actually. But some of the people that we worked with at KBC, but even before that, you were involved with some of these people that are legends in various markets, from Denver to Albuquerque to Chicago,
Boston.
To Boston to Los Angeles. Some of the really unique characters that have disappeared for the most part. Not entirely. There are still a few, if I can say us, a few of us characters around that have been around and don't follow necessarily what everybody else does. But the world, when talk radio first became popular in the 70s, there were some fabulous voices and fabulous minds that were at play.
And I grew up on the West Coast, and basically my early experience with talk radio was a guy by the name of Joe Pine, who was just a crazy guy. And
wasn't he nasty, though? Wasn't he a nasty man?
He could be, but I think, you know, down deep inside, he was a showman. He was an entertainer.
He was a show. He was a stick.
Yeah.
Shock, right?
Wasn't it scary to listen to him? I thought he was this guy that would go like, why don't you gargle with razor blades?
He did.
It was entertaining.
I'd be afraid of that guy. Let's talk to that guy.
No. I'd like to hear some of that today.
Yeah.
Holland. Get off the show right now.
Holland, let's go back with you to some of the people that you've worked with as a consultant and also on the air. What sort of an adjunct to what Bob has said about how things have changed? How have you witnessed the change?
Yeah, ditto what Bob said about the sameness. It does sound more homogenized now. And like the society that it talks to and should be reflecting, it seems intolerant. What you hear on the radio is what you hear in life now, is people more willing to talk than listen. And we are all now enabled by social media to spout off. And I like to think that most people are nicer than they seem on Facebook, and that they regard social media as a consequence-free place to blow off steam, which I think is naive. But we just seem angry and tribal now, and in the top stories of the week, pick a week, any week, you'll see this aligning behind the guys who lead our tribe, whether it's Trump or Judge Roy Moore or whoever. We seem to be uncurious lately and intolerant of people who happen to see things differently. They don't just see things differently, and they're not just wrong. They're bad people, and that's regrettable.
Yeah, it is, really. That's a very interesting and astute way of looking at it. Let's check in with Victoria on her experiences in a moment. It is the Talk Radio Review, the talents of Holland Cook, Bob Klopfenstein, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation for your Christmas giving. This is for everybody. High status, medium status, low status. We all need to get a good night's rest. And in order to do that, you got to have good pillows. That's where My Pillow comes in. My Pillow has brought back, in cooperation with me, their best pillow offer ever in time for the holidays. You buy one and you get one free. So if you're having a tough time tossing and turning at night, take care of yourself first by going to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get one pillow for the regular price, and then get another one free. And then think about your experience. If you get them, you'll have them delivered to you fast, and you'll think to yourself, wow, these are great. I'd love to give some to my family and my friends, because they're not expensive, and they are really respectful of one of the most important aspects of one's life. That's getting a good night's rest. So if you'd like to take care of yourself first, that's swell. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Then take care of your spouse. Take care of your children. Take care of your friends. And those big boxes, people love to get big boxes at Christmas time, right? So give them a big box full of My Pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. The deal is simple and straightforward. You buy one premium My Pillow and you get one free with the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades.
Ding!
All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys.
Ka-ching!
Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 2525 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 2525 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 2525. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
17 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a chance for Talk Radio people to tell you what the world is all about from the world of our perspective as Talk Radio people. Victoria Keelan is someone I have great respect for. That's why she works with me. If I didn't have respect for her, she wouldn't be within earshot of me or the people that listen to my program. So there, is that a backhanded compliment, Victoria?
Yes, completely. That was really awful.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's basically saying that if I wasn't on your show, no one would know who I am.
That's not what I said at all, but you see, you twisted it and turned it.
Oh, I twisted it after you offered up that it was a backhanded compliment.
Well, it's a sweet. I feel very tied to you, and I'm happy that you're with us because you
ditto.
Offer a point of view that is strident and strong. And I think that the boys here would admit that a lot of women who have been on the air have not been invited to be on the air on talk radio to do anything other than giggle or be passive. And you are anything but that. And I think you represent a new group of people that are coming along that give us all the old codgers hope that we'll have a legacy here.
Let's hope.
Yeah, but you
said you were tied to her, though. That sounds like harassment.
Mm.
I think we can call Gloria right now.
Okay. All right, so, Victoria, let's take that. Thank you for the opening, Joe. The whole business of sexual misconduct. And are we making too much of it? Are we hearing enough from women on this score, or is it all the men trying to defend themselves?
I mean, I don't think we're hearing too much of it. I don't think there is too much. This is for so long. So many women have felt intimidated and too afraid that they would be ruining their careers to come forward.
Justification, because they did ruin their careers sometimes when they spoke out.
Right. And so I'm ecstatic that this is actually happening. And all these old guys, the old codgers, as you guys call them, they are reaping what they sow. So, I mean, I'm ecstatic for it, and I'm very happy. I hope this creates more space for women to be in power leadership positions. And I think that on the broadcast end is, you know, because of what we do with media, I hope it creates opportunities for women too. Even female directors, all these pigs who are being, you know, pushed aside now from the studios. I hope that they don't just get to come back in a few months after going to a fake rehab. I hope this is a real change.
I think a lot of them have written their sayonara song. I can't imagine that some of these people with the stuff that they have on them, and who knows what hasn't even been exposed yet, their career is over. I haven't seen anybody in talk radio yet go down that road. It'll be interesting to see, well, other than Franken, who's not really a talk radio person anymore. We'll talk about that in a moment. 21 after, Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's 23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues from the world of talk as the talk radio review. We haven't really gotten into the stories yet. We've been telling more, focused more on some of the stories from the experts, from the pros. Bob Klopfenstein, major market program director for talk radio stations. Many of them are household names and the people he worked with, household names. Holland Cook, who is a very well-known consultant and now is a television performer doing a weekly television program. I'm expecting it'll probably become a daily TV show. It's a talking head kind of thing, but that's where we all are from. Joe Crummy, who is a talking head. Actually, I look at Joe sometimes and I see two heads. And they say two heads are better than one. And then Victoria Keelan is here. We're talking about opportunities that present themselves, and in the current climate we find ourselves in. I said there weren't a lot of talk radio people, but the exception to that, and I think it's getting worse for Al Franken. Frank, it looks like stuff is coming, and whether it's pile on or not, we seem to have, and I don't know where you guys come in on this, but I'll go to Victoria first, that the Al Franken stuff was trumped up a little bit. I have traveled with Leanne Tweeden, and I didn't think that there was as much starch to what she was saying about Franken as perhaps some of the other charges aimed at other people. I was suggesting a little bit of opportunism on her part.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, okay. So, anyway, having said that, it looks like Franken's getting it from other people. So, where does this...
That seems odd to me. And I'm not just defending him because he's a liberal. That does seem odd. There were 36 women who worked with him at SNL who came out in support of him.
Right.
There were women who worked for him. One of my close friends worked for him for 5 years, and it said that she couldn't even believe that people were accusing him, because she said, as working in that office, there were plenty of things that the girls in the office encountered on the Hill, and just, the kind of stuff that you're hearing about now. And when they would go back to the office, he would say, all right, do you want me to do anything about it? Do you want me to say something to the guy? I mean, it was just known as a safe space. And she said all the girls in the office felt that way, that was a place where they could go. And if he, if they wanted him to do something about it, he would have. So I think that the fact that no one else has said anything negative about him and that so many women are supporting him, it makes me feel a little suspicious of where these new allegations are really coming from, because he's not going to resign. So are they coming from the right? Are these people being paid? I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
So how much of this, Victoria, is political opportunism?
On whose part?
Both sides.
Well, I mean, this, let's not forget, though, this started with Harvey Weinstein. So people who want to say that this is a witch hunt against Republicans, that's completely not true. Harvey Weinstein's the biggest liberal donor out there, except for, you know, George Soros, maybe. But so this didn't start in politics. It's now in politics, and it's anywhere men have power. So this is probably in a lot of other industries as well that just don't get the publicity that politics and Hollywood get. So I don't really think that this started out political. I think it is becoming somewhat political now, but and that's a shame because it shouldn't. That the message gets lost then if it becomes political.
The message gets lost if it becomes political because it happens everywhere in other,
yes, every industry,
up and down every industry.
Yep.
Yeah. And so is there any danger, if I put that in quotation marks, of some men accusing women of harassment in this climate, or is it all
going to be men? I don't think there's danger, but there have been some stories coming from Hollywood of men who were, you know, treated like a piece of meat by female executives. There aren't that many stories, but there are a few. I just don't think that that's really the way that women in power act, and men in power seem to have that pattern.
I think you're going to find that there's no turning back and no going back on the clock when it comes to this sort of thing. This is long overdue, it would seem, from the stories that you hear. So under the circumstances, at this point in time, we are no longer spinning our wheels in the mud. There is progress being made, and that's good. It's a good societal sign. 28 past the hour, Talk Radio Review.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with a cadre of talents. Holland Cook, who is a talk radio impresario.
How's that? Ooh.
He's a talk radio consultant. In fact, Bob Klopfenstein, who's been the manager of many great radio stations, program-wise and general manager-wise, over his career. Joe Crummy, who has a podcast that considerably annoys people because it's so evil. He's evil, and his thoughts are evil.
It's but more entertainment than you have a right to expect. Just
really?
Forget that part.
It sounds like a line you stole from somebody else. Come on.
No, I understand.
No, I invented that. Trust me.
You invented that line?
Yes, I invented that. It's more entertainment than you have a right to expect.
I think somebody else.
Of me saying it from many
really?
Years ago.
Have you? Oh, okay. Victoria Keelan is here as a member of the, representative. And, you know, I am uncovered. You've been around me long enough to know, Victoria, I don't like separating people out by sexes. I don't even like politically separating people one side from another because I think that it diminishes their standing, frankly. I don't want to. You're a good broadcaster. I mean, it depends whether you're a woman or a man. And you have a political point of view that is not unique. But it's not unique in the sense that it is
wow,
part of Americana.
Just,
but yeah, you know,
damning with faint praise.
I know.
No,
right?
Well, it's unique in if you're in a political
in a weird
sense.
Right.
We don't do the DJV show is not about politics, but
right.
You know, if you were to do a political program, you would not be in the mainstream because the mainstream of political talk is to the right of center.
Mm-hmm.
And as was pointed out, I think by both Bob and Holland, it's become a little like a one-note samba because everybody wants to outdo the other guy. What we've forgotten, and I don't necessarily want to get stuck on this, is that people are attracted to those who have unique and individual ideas. That the real growth always has come with those who were the first. Like Limbaugh was the first. So the appreciation that he has from fans, whether you like him or you don't like him, in terms of his politics, he was a unique, a sort of a voice in the wilderness, at least at the beginning, And then, as Holland was saying, a lot of people are copycats now, but I think Bob said the same thing. Anyway, so moving, I'm not really here to necessarily have us focus on all of the issues or some of them that are from Talkers Magazine, the stories and the people. I just wanted folks to get to know you and to hear some of the things that come to the surface. Joe, let me spend some time with you here. Podcasts this week have included what? What has the focus been of evil thoughts? Is there one train? Is there a strain, if you will, a strain or a train of thought that has pervaded through this week?
Well, it's funny. I'm going to look them up right now and see what it is.
I don't even remember what you did this week.
No, well, it's funny. We do them 7 days a week. Yesterday was about I guess this week we did Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Then we talked about the president supporting Roy Moore. Then we talked about...
Why is the president supporting Roy Moore?
Oh, politics. It's politics. He has no choice.
He has no choice? He backed the other guy.
What he's worried about is he wants that Senate seat, and everybody knows that's in the, as Victoria was saying, it's really hard to separate the politics from all of this stuff, and that's what really obscures what the real issue is. But if I were the president, I would do exactly what he's done. You're talking about a Senate seat.
But the Republicans
don't
even
want
him.
Even at the cost of any what semblance of integrity there is, though, Joe?
Sure, absolutely. He has.
Wow.
I thought a lot about this week. He has 65 million people that voted for him, and he's got an agenda he's trying to push in Washington. He's trying to do taxes. He's trying to do health care. He's trying to survive, for God's sakes. He needs 52 senators, and he doesn't even have that. Look at what one senator did. This would be McCain or anybody else when you're trying to do health care. It's like a monochromatic situation in Washington right now. You don't get bipartisanship right now as things stand, and the president needs to get something done. So it's all politics. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Just disgusting, and that's exactly what's wrong with our political system.
Well, see, that's reality, though, and I think the president deals with it. I would do the exact same thing if I were him. Absolutely.
And you would have no problem sleeping at night supporting a person
none
like
whatsoever.
That?
If he does
really?
Not
do
this.
You have a daughter?
if he does not do this, he loses everything. He risks everything. When you have a system that is polarized the way it is right now, he's talking about, you know, supporting 65 million people that voted for him. Absolutely.
Nah. Nonsense.
Yeah.
I have friends
who voted for Trump who think that Roy Moore is a cretin and that he should absolutely be gone. So I don't really think that. I think this is for his personal self-interest and not for the 65 million people who voted for him.
I'm not sure I agree with that, given the fact that he supported Moore's opponent early on. What was his name? Luther Strange? What was the guy's name?
Strange.
Right. So, in this case...
Well, but Joe is right. He can't lose that seat. So
why wouldn't he just push Moore aside? Moore, get lost, and bring Luther Strange back into the fold, who's a much more desirable character to begin with.
Because he doesn't think he... I don't think this is brain surgery, that he thinks that Roy Moore has a better shot of actually winning.
What the hell does that tell you about the electorate in that state?
Oi. Well, I don't know, I'll tell you why, because they see it, and I don't think this is brain surgery again, as a battle in a larger war. That's what they see it, and I think Trump knows that. That's what makes him as smart as he is. I think he understands the way that people really feel about it. It's not so much about sexual harassment. It's about right versus left, and you guys were talking about all the polarization, and I think you're pretty much right about that. But I think the president gets that, and he's sitting in Washington, D.C. saying, I've got an agenda, how do I push it?
I don't think he gets it at all. Holland and Bob, what do you think on this particular focus?
The old school way to look at stuff like this is Democrat versus Republican, but that's not the way it works anymore. Think about all the people during the campaign who were on the fence, undecided whether they'd vote for Trump or Bernie. The new struggle is establishment versus anti-establishment, and that's how you get a President Trump. And these people down there in Alabama don't want to be told from outside the state who they're going to vote for. And the women of Alabama who will likely swing this vote, who are disgusted, may just stay home rather than voting for the Democrat, as they're being told to do by outsiders. Yeah. And the result is the Democrat could end up getting elected. Just recently, the polls had him up 9 points, and that's what people would admit to. So I think this story is still unfolding, and it's very in character for Trump to back anything anti-establishment, because we're draining the swamp.
All right, Bob Kay, as a programmer or as a human being, how do you see or feel about this?
I got to tell you, I don't see why this should be number one on the list.
I don't know.
I go to a lot of social events.
It is number one on the talkers list, by the way.
I know. I know. And we haven't gone through the list, which we probably should at some point. But, I go to a lot of social events with mixed political viewpoints. And guess what? I haven't heard one person bring up Roy Moore. They brought up the sexual misconduct. They brought up the tax. They brought up many of the other things on our list. But not one has talked about Roy Moore. So I think it's bogus. I mean, it shouldn't be number one in my mind.
But, all right. So let's go through the list just to satisfy those. We do this somehow in piecing the program together. There is always the complete list of the stories and the people that makes it at least once during the course of the hour. At number 10, the anthem protests again, and that is, I'm getting tired of that one, frankly. The passing of both David Cassidy and Charles Manson, I can't believe those two names are in the same sentence, but they are, only because they're both dead. Or as Limbaugh used to say, they've assumed room temperature. I thought that was always one of his cleverest lines. At number nine, the feud between Donald Trump and this week's feud. I mean, you could just have a permanent slot in the top ten. Trump's feud. The feud of the week. Right?
Feud de jour.
Yeah. At number seven, the Time Warner AT&T merger. Something that's not particularly good for people who use their products. Net neutrality, what a rube. Ruse, that is, number six.
This is going to be the big, big story next week.
All right, let's take that apart in a moment here. Let me do a couple of things, and then we will visit the net neutrality issue and how it affects everybody, perhaps more than anything else that's on this list this week. 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. The folks who are interested in their health and well-being this time of year, people like to give presents. I suggest that you give the present of good health from Purity Products. It's the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small pill that makes one heck of a big difference in your life, your lifestyle. People have been asking for a long, long time, do I need fish oil or do I need this new krill oil? Well, how about something that puts them both together? That's what you have with Krill Omega 50 Plus. Purity Products has been long known as a company that's intelligent when it comes to nutritional solutions. And this is the smartest thing around. Put these two together, wow, do you have a winner. With Krill Omega 50 Plus, the winner is you. When you use this product, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 will support your heart, will support your joints, will support your brain. It's a small little pill. Take it every day. And you will notice the difference. 7 days down the road, you'll feel better, and that's a guarantee. So, as a matter of fact, Purity is 100% behind Krill Omega 50 Plus with the CoQ10. And to prove that, they want you to have their product free. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Call them now. You pay a shipping charge, and that's it. Claim your free bottle for everybody in your family. Call and get a free bottle for everybody. It works terrifically. It's great for every member of your family. 800-355-1493. Free. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both of them together. You can get it free. Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493.
Top Radio Countdown. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades.
Ding!
All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys. Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 2525 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 2525 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 2525. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car, at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Steve Jobs and his friends built the first 50 Apple computers in a California garage. Jeff Bezos started an online bookstore in his Washington garage. Today, Apple and Amazon are two of the world's largest companies. Disney, Google, and Harley-Davidson, and hundreds of other famous companies were started by dreamers in their garages. There are 38 million home-based businesses in the U.S. today, earning over $400 billion a year. But not in Milwaukee. Businesses and garages are illegal there, nor can home businesses have any employees or take deliveries. Citizens there should look through the lens of liberty and realize such rules violate essential American rights, the right to pursue happiness, and the right to enjoy private property. The business in our garage is none of the government's business.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
All right, 47 after the hour. You're listening to a review of the stories, and we stopped on net neutrality. Holland Cook, where do we go with this?
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You can ask listeners to enter the promo code, and they'll get a special discount, and we can watch things on Netflix, and we can order products from Amazon, all because the Internet was free range. But now the government regulators want to separate the little guy from the big guy. And all the big guys in Silicon Valley who began as little guys in their garage, starting things like Google and Netflix, are hell-bent against regulating the Internet more than it is now. The FCC now treats it like a utility, which it is. It's a pipe into your house, just like your telephone. But the present FCC, which is run by a former Verizon lawyer who never met a merger he didn't like, wants to undo what was done by his predecessor. And the Internet we now have prohibits blocking, throttling, and fast lanes. And by blocking, they mean the guys who own the pipe can decide what gets through and what doesn't. And throttling means they get to decide how fast you get it. And the fast lane means that they can charge you more for better service. And what we have now is not broken. It has been the most innovative development in our lifetime. It has changed everyone's life. And the opponents of regulating the Internet are going to get real loud over the next week, although it is probably fait accompli because there are 5 FCC commissioners who are going to vote on this, and 3 of them are Republicans. So your bill could be going up in the near future, and you'll have them to thank for it.
Yeah, it's another one of these things. There are a lot of things that are wrong in our country that need to be fixed. This is not one of them. But it was, and it isn't the reason that Trump was elected, I think, by the mainstream anyway. All right, so props to Victoria Keeman. Thank you for your input here. Joe Crummy, Bob Klopfenstein, Holland Cook, as the Talk Radio Review is an important part of weekly listening for lots of folks. TalkRadioCountdownShow.com is where you can find the podcast.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Margaret at 53 past the hour. Tech Talk time. The review at the end of the week from Victoria Keelan of the top stories, the top five items that we have talked about in most instances. We've talked about it here or there, but now an update so that you know what really is the impact of all of this technology. And I guess we'll start with five as usual. And Airbnb with a way to make it easier for you to use their rentals, yes?
Yes, Airbnb has, of course, recognized that they're not doing a great job when it comes to accessibility for handicapped travelers. So they announced this week that they've acquired Accommable, which is a similar Airbnb type of a website and app, and it's especially for accessible-friendly rentals. And so now Airbnb will incorporate all of those Accommable listings, and I'm thinking eventually this is going to be very big for Airbnb. They've had a lot of complaints that their rentals don't have ramps, they're not wheelchair accessible. There's a lot of things that they just, you know, didn't take into account for disabled travelers, and so to have this extra site in there, I think we'll be talking maybe in the near future about an actual acquisition of Accommable, and then all of those listings will just become Airbnb listings as Airbnb continues to grow.
The number four item, new Visa card and Bitcoin.
What once sounded like this bizarre fake currency that only video gamers seem to understand is now hitting the mainstream in a really big way. The past 6 months have seen an unbelievable boom for Bitcoin. Since May of this year, the cost of one coin has risen from $1,500 to $7,000. And in August, the Bitcoin market hit $150 billion. So this is definitely no joke. Now, there are, of course, still so many questions like what's the value based on? on what it's, you know, how do you spend it, things like that. Now, this new Visa card is actually making it a lot easier to spend Bitcoin. It will work as a debit card. It's started by a UK company. It will be launching, I would assume, globally very soon. There are also some major companies that even I had no idea already accept Bitcoin. Overstock.com, that's weird, really? Never knew that. Expedia, to book travel.
Yep.
Newegg, which is electronics. Microsoft, Virgin Galactic. I mean, I guess if you want to buy a trip to space with Virgin, they'll take Bitcoin. OkCupid and Tesla. You can actually buy a Tesla with Bitcoin.
How do you cash it in, though? That's what I want to know. How do you cash it in? What do you do with it? You just use it, trade it for something else.
They take it as payment. You don't need to cash it in or convert it. But now,
what are you going to do? What are they going to do with it, I guess? If you have it, what are they going to do? How do you
I think they keep it as Bitcoin.
All right.
I think these companies have realized that Bitcoin isn't going anywhere and it's only getting stronger. So instead of transferring it over or converting it over to dollars, they're just keeping it as Bitcoin. They're leaving it as its own currency. And now with this debit card, this is going to, you're going to really start to see, I mean, who knows, there might be an app on your phone that you'll be able to go to Starbucks and just use Bitcoin to buy a latte.
All right, number three, the FCC scaling back broadband for low-income Americans. This is net neutrality stuff, isn't it?
Sort of, yeah. It's an offshoot of that. It's a part of the overhaul of the FCC, which is not being being well received by most people. The FCC voted to begin scaling back a program that's designed to help low-income Americans access the Internet. The big deal about this is this gives them credits, and they get to choose a provider in these rural areas, low-income areas. But the real biggest problem here is kids. When kids are in school, it's expected that they have Internet access now. And so when you take away the ability for kids to have online access, the disparity between the haves and the have-nots for the next generation is, I mean, it's there aren't even enough words to show, to tell you what is going to happen if this really goes through and we deny low-income Americans, kids, access to the Internet and learning on the same level as other kids who have money. I mean, that's essentially what this comes down to. I think it's horrible that they're trying to do this, and hopefully someone will step in and change it.
That sounds like a combo of number three and number one together. Number two, the Uber data breach.
Yeah, Uber had some bad news this week. They had a data hack in 2016 that had affected 57 million people. They didn't admit to it until this week. So no bueno for Uber. And, of course, 600,000 driver's licenses of Uber drivers were compromised. And so this is going to be a continuing and developing story for sure.
Yep. All right. And then net neutrality, we've kind of hashed that one out.
It's the biggest story of the week by far. The FCC announcing they're going to eliminate net neutrality. A lot of companies like Verizon and AT&T who will benefit, they like it. Other companies like Google have expressed disappointment. And small businesses are definitely going to be hurt by this. So call your local representatives and tell everybody you don't want it.
Congressman, call your congressman. Tell them this is not what is fair, right, or just. All right, that is the top five items this week. Tech Talk Top 5 at 59 past the hour. Thank you to Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.